This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Dozens of protests supporting abortion rights took place across the United States Tuesday in response to several new anti-abortion laws that have been passed by conservative state legislatures. One of the protests took place right outside the U.S. Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C. U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer spoke at that rally, criticizing Republicans for threatening the legality of abortion nationwide. He accused conservative politicians of secretly supporting a restrictive new Alabama abortion law in hopes of overturning the Supreme Court case that legalized abortion nationwide more than 40 years ago. Conservatives pushing for more restrictions on abortion have been emboldened by President Trump's appointment of two conservative justices to the Supreme Court. They could join with three other conservative justices on the court to overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade decision of 1973. California is suing the Trump administration in a bid to win back federal money for the state's high-speed rail project. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The lawsuit's been filed in San Francisco to try to block the federal government from revoking nearly $1 billion for California's high-speed rail project, intended to link Los Angeles to San Francisco. California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom says the revocation is illegal and calls the move political retribution for California's resistance to President Trump's immigration policies. Last week, the Federal Railroad Administration announced it was canceling the money because the state failed to comply with the terms of the grant and won't be able to meet the deadline.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. A wildfire burning in the western Canadian province of Alberta has reached the top of the fire intensity scale and forced the evacuation of the town of High Level. This is VOA News.